Blog Talk Radio.
Like a Levite.
and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. You know, think like a choir member, act like a Levite. And I kind of got the idea from, of course, the infamous movie of Steve Harvey's, you know, Think Like a Man. But what I realized, Globie, is this: you will eventually become what you think. And you can't think one thing and become something else. If you allow yourself to think negative words or worry, fearful thoughts, then you're going to become a negative, worried, fearful person. You can't think defeat and expect to get victory. You can't think poverty and expect to have wealth. You can't think the worst and then expect the best. So we've got to be extremely careful as the people of the Lord, as the worshipers of the Lord, as the lay leaders of the Lord. We've got to be extremely careful about what we allow our mind to think about. And we have to be careful of what we choose to dwell on. Okay, point a case here is, years ago, when people would ask me, you know, what do you do in ministry? And I would say, oh, I'm just a choir member, or, oh, I'm just a praise leader, or I'm just a musician. And that's exactly what I was. I was just somebody sharing a talent in a church. But as I began to get to the Word of God, I realized what Proverbs 3:27 really meant. If I think it, then I will become it. Mm-hmm. And like many people, I used to fear that I would not become the person that God wanted me to be. You know, I out of my family, I'm the first to complete college. So because those before me had not done so, I was fearful, like, okay, I'm never going to be what God wants me to be. And so you see, fear is a force, just like faith is a force. If you give in to fear and you start to dwell on junk and start to act on it, then fear can actually bring those things to pass, just like faith can. Job said, the one thing I feared came upon me. Job was concerned about losing everything. But yes, the Bible tells us what we should dwell on. In Philippians 4:8, it says, think on things that are what? Pure and honest and of a good report. Things that build you up, not things that tear you down. So if we would just think on all the great things God has done for us, we would be amazed. And so as you talk about praise and worship, if we would stop majoring on what's wrong and magnify the God who can make all things right, then we wouldn't spend all of our time worrying about how bad things are. In other words, we've got to dwell on positive things and not the negative. We've got to quit thinking about what we don't have and start thinking about what we have. We've got to quit thinking about what's wrong and start thinking about what's right with me. You know, maybe my eyes may be a little small, but hey, you know what? I can see.
That's right.
You know, quit thinking about how big our problem is and start dwelling on the fact that our God is bigger than any problem that we have.
Well, that's just awesome how you bring all of that out and to our attention, because I would like to, I got a question for you. Just talking about the praise and worship, when did you sense the spirituality, spiritually, that God had anointed you to focus and strictly be in the praise and worship arena?
Actually, it was when I was 14 years old. When I was 14, I was living in Illinois, and the musician at our church decided he didn't want to play the organ anymore. So I was a drummer. I played the drums, and I was very good. And so I said, Lord, if you will bless me to play, I promise you I will play for you and serve you all the days of my life. So I prayed that prayer. I went to bed. I got up the next morning. I got on the piano, and I couldn't play. I could not play. But what the Lord said to me was, if you will delight yourself in me as a child, then I will give you the desires of your heart. So I began to work at craft. So I sensed the calling at the age of 14, knowing that there was a longing in my heart, there was a longing in my spirit to be really close to God. And he would often speak to me, and I just loved it when he spoke to me.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, I've read in a lot of things about you, very good things. And we have learned that you've been overseas in Japan, Jamaica, preaching, leading choirs and praise and worship. And give us just a short. We're going to go to your music right quick, but I just want a short example of what kind of experience was that for you?
They were all wonderful experiences. But one thing that I learned going overseas was I thought that we knew how to praise and worship God. But when I went to Japan, when I went to Jamaica, I found out that we have nothing on their worship. And this is why I say
that.
Come
on now. There you go.
Many of those people didn't have cars. They had hardly any clothes. They had very little money. They would start walking to service at 12 noon. And when they got to service, let's say by 6:30, they would stand and worship God for 2 hours. Now, I would get tired because, you know, we're not used to straight 2 hours, just straight worship. So, you know, I'm okay. Praise the Lord. All right. Bring it on in. They were going full throttle. So those experiences taught me that, honey, when people have learned how to bless God for everything, and not just for some of the things they have, but for everything, that's when they can really commune and worship God.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's beautiful. Wow. Oh, okay. Well, I'm growing up. I'm growing up to be just like that. I'm telling you, because I want to be out there just to experience what they feel when they're in the presence of God. I know what I feel, but I want to know what they, you know, I just want to see it. You know, it's just like,
it's
wow.
Wonderful.
It's just a beat.
It is wonderful.
We're gonna go to your our guest has a new CD out that has been released. It is called Just Praise and Worship, and we're gonna play an excerpt from her CD called Give us the title of your song.
The song is entitled Glory and Praise.
Glory and Praise.
Glory
okay.
And praise.
Okay, let's go with it right now. goodness. What do you all think about that? Okay, Evangelist.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, girl, you laid it out on that one.
Let's
I would like you to tell you. I would like to tell a listening audience, that's all the listeners that's listening to to Glorious Gospel Vibe, how would they be able to purchase your CD? Where they need to go? Give them a number, a website.
Sure, they can go two places to CD Baby, and put in Tina Lynn, Just Praise and Worship, or they can go to my website, which is www.tlynn.com.
All right. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. We are so happy to have had you in our studios. And
thank
I know
you.
Everyone enjoyed your song. And, girl, I will get with you, definitely.
All right. Look forward to it.
Thank you so much for being on. But, you know, I have my co-host, Minister D. He would like to ask you a question or so. And I'm gonna see if I can bring him in and see what he got to say.
Hey, have mercy, have mercy. You know, as I was listening to your song, a thought came to mind. What would you call effective praise and worship? And what I mean by that is, you know, many of us, we get into the songs we sing, and as we're meeting with people, a lot of times we get caught up in ourselves. Meaning, we start the song, we get three words into the song, and then we start quickening and bucking and falling out. Would you call that effective worship?
Wow.
It just depends. I would not necessarily call that effective praise and worship. The thing is, when we stand before God's people, we should have already been in his presence, and we should have already worked through all of our issues, because our responsibility is to point the people to God or get them to worship. So if we're so caught up in quickening and falling out and slobbing and getting ours, then we leave the people dormant, and we have not led them into worship. So our responsibility is to lead them. And as a Levite, that was one of the responsibilities, to bless the name of the Lord, or to stand before him and minister to him. So when we minister to him first, then when we stand before the people, we have an opportunity to lead them into worship without all of our stuff spilling over and showing out. Now, I'm not saying don't feel what you're doing. I'm saying do, but make sure it's not to the degree that you have not led the people into the presence of the Lord.
Okay.
So I can't sing half the song and just get happy and take off running.
Well, if you do, then you've lost the people, because then they're going to be looking for direction, or maybe they were really into the presence of the Lord. There you go down the aisle. That might be a distraction. And the one thing that Levites should never do is distract from the presence of God, because it's all about our horizontal worship to God. It's not about, you know, all this fleshy stuff. So
that's
I would strongly discourage that. You know.
So
he's used to doing that. That's why he's asking.
I
think he's been getting a little embarrassed.
He's probably rolling the floor. He's probably rolling the floor.
We want to thank you for coming on, Evangelist. And we got someone else in our studios that's going to be coming in a few minutes. Mother Luella Jenkins is in the house. So we're going to bring her in, and I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. We're going to come back to you a little later, Evangelist.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mother Jenkins?
Hey there, should you hear me?
Oh, yes, I hear you.
Yeah,
you know,
I wanted to say something. Is it T. Lynn? I thought that was a country singer. I didn't know she sang like, baby, she sure can sing. You hear me? I thought T. Lynn was a country singer.
Now, you thought she was a country singer? Oh, see.
Yeah, you know the name T. Lynn. I say, Lord have mercy. And she said, and one thing
Mother Jenkins.
Say that again, baby. I can't hear you.
Where's your friend? Where your other girlfriend at?
Lord, I don't know. She's supposed to be on here. She was on there, something about her eyes.
How about Aya? That's my special guest here today.
Where she at? That's Vangie.
I'm getting ready to put her on. Sister Vangelist Peppercorn. on is in
magic.
Now.
Hey there.
Hold on, let me put her on. Right.
To your eye, baby.
I just got on the show, and I'm just wondering, what you doing on this show? I just got on here. Nobody know that I was coming but a few people. What
child,
you mean what happened to my eye? You know what happened.
Yeah, what happened to your eye? That's what I want to know. I see something over there. You know I can't half see myself.
What? That I've been telling you, you've been seeing all the wrong things. The Lord done touched you, and you act like you don't know he touched you. I don't understand.
Well, after he and D-Lynn, honey, I can't even fall out and slap something.
I hope they appreciate the music that's out here in the land. Boy, I'm telling you, we got new stuff coming about, and we're going to bring it all to the forefront. I love Globy. She just, oh, my God. But let me tell you about my eye.
Yeah,
right,
tell me about your eye, sugar. Tell me.
Hold on. I'm trying to tell you.
Lost everything. You must have, oh, Lord, I don't know what y'all be doing over there. I got one eye on you, but you're going to be like I got two because I got my eye on all y'all. Don't worry about the eye.
You better be like the Lord, honey.
I don't need no more. Praise the Lord. Well, you better praise him, sugar.
That's what you're going to have to do with that eye, baby. I bet you heard enough of you hear me. What do you use, sugar? What did you use on your eye?
Evangelist Grover, you need to go on to get him off the line. What's going on?
Lord, she's plucking her eyes out and all that old kind of old stuff, honey. I don't know what y'all doing over there.
To the restroom. Don't worry about it. She's going to be all right. We're going to have her back on. And she gonna. She says she's going to get a surgery on the eye and get the eye put back in. So we hope that happens for her.
Yeah, she better repent from that eye, baby. Put it back in there.
Is Minister D still on the line?
Did you hear Sister Peppercorn? I heard her, and you know, I heard the Lord say, take your eye and give it some Theraflu.
Now, who this here is? Who this here? That's Minister D.
That's Minister Derek Tuggle.
All right. Sound like old pastor. I hear you. That's what I thought, because I hear that voice. You know how them pastors be rumbling so much. Yeah, I hear that. Bring it on out, D-Lane. What's your name, is you?
Minister D? I don't know what done happened. We getting ready to close the show out because I came back on because she let me close it out. I'm back on the show. I'm back on it.
Oh, Lord.
She's going to
over
there. Oh,
they get on my nerves.
He's able to do all things, and now my eye's going to be just fine. Okay, she wants to get the phone back open. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Okay. We are so glad to have all you listeners on tonight. And I want to thank Mother Luella Jenkins for coming in and her friend, Sister
Peppercorn.
Evangelist Peppercorn. I'm going to say Capricorn. Now, you know that. I'm trying to say Peppercorn. I know she's going to get me for that. But I would like everybody to stay happy today and the rest of the week until next Sunday when we come on back on and let y'all know that everything is everything here on Gospel Vibes. You might listen to some of anything right around up in here. So y'all just have a nice